This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, back in the studio on a Hertz day, WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Eagles schedule is out. Aaron Nola stinks. Ike, we're back. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, brother Spike. Listen, we got a split yesterday. Lost the series. Does not feel good. But we come back tomorrow and we'll bounce back. Who we got? Pittsburgh next?
Yeah. Skeens on Sunday.
Skeens.
Rivalry weekend.
That'll be pretty good. So, yeah, looking forward to
that. Is that what MLB calls it? Rivalry weekend?
Yeah, it's rivalry weekend.
Yeah, how do we get the Pirates in?
Because we're big. You don't have a hatred? Like, would you say Eagles, Cowboys, and then Phillies, Pirates?
Phillies, yeah. Pirates.
Yeah, it's okay. Right there.
Is that why they have the Yankees, Mets on Sunday?
Yeah. It's rivalry weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody thinks Yankees, Mets, and then they think Phillies, Pirates.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But I am excited about going through the schedule today. Feeling good. I know everybody's like, oh, man, schedule looks tough. It's going to be hard to repeat. You know what I say?
What do you say?
You guys still aren't comfortable wearing the hat. And what the hat that I'm talking about is the hat of gold standard. That's what we are.
Yeah.
We're the gold standard. I'm comfortable wearing that hat. Can't wait to get into this schedule. Smells like repeat to me.
No,
that's all I'm saying. Jackie Baseball, you better have something good for us about this team. Not a good outing yesterday. Just saying. Not a good outing. I'll let you, boy.
There it is.
Spike ordered socks on DoorDash.
I did. Got to go to the Providence Animal Center Gala tonight. Didn't have the right socks. I ordered them on DoorDash.
Unbelievable.
Well, look.
Most people order food.
Is there anything you don't order on DoorDash?
If I need something, I can't go anywhere. You know, I'm not in a job. My old job, I used to be able to, I can just walk to the store. I can't walk to the store here. We got to be on for the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you happy that we're back in the studio?
I am so happy that we're back in the studio. Nice. We've been here in a week.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, feeling good.
Good to see everyone. I didn't know Lakin still worked here. Yep. Didn't know a lot of people still worked here.
They do. So it is a big show. It is Eagles schedule release day. We will have a very special Thursdays with Elliot. As we did not have Tuesdays with Elliot. So Elliot joins us at 3. We do have the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings today at 4:30. Brodes will join us. When's Brodes join us? 4 o'clock for Flyers and
coach.
50.
Yeah. Talk it. Real hockey
talk. Real hockey talk here on the WIP afternoon show. But as Ike said, it is schedule release day. So, you know, today is the day that you and us get to give our first record on the record for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. So 215-592-9494. Through the show, we will go through the schedule, sort of quarter of the schedule by quarter of the schedule, four games by four games until the very end. So that will be through the show. I just want to, before we go through the first four games, I just want to say I do think the schedule is brutal. absolutely brutal. We knew the teams were brutal, right? We already knew the teams we were playing. But I do think that the Eagles don't play consecutive games at home. If you remember last year, they didn't have to get on a plane for the last 6 weeks of the season. They only played two teams all year that I think are going to have losing records. And one of them is the Giants, the Raiders and the Giants. 11 of the 17 games come against teams that were in the playoffs last year. The teams that they play away, their record last year was 96-57.
Yeah.
I count three different gauntlets in the season. So I think it is a very tough schedule. It doesn't mean they can't repeat, but I do think a 14-3 regular season is going to be a very, very tough putt.
That'll probably be tough.
So why don't we go through, let's do the first four games. Go around the horn here. First four games. So game one is at home. It is Thursday Night Football, the season opener against the Cowboys. Game two, away against the Kansas City Chiefs. Game three, at home against the Rams. And then our annual week four September game in Tampa Bay. I actually do think games two through four are a mini gauntlet. I call that a mini gauntlet. I think Chiefs, Rams, Bucks is tough, especially Bucks for the Eagles, especially on the road. So for the first four games, I have the Eagles at 2-2. I can't tell you exactly how I think it's going to be 2-2.
No,
what I do is I sort of say they'll win one of these two, they'll win one of those two. That's what I sort of say. So I think the opening game of the season is a win. I will say that. I think they beat the Cowboys in week one. But I only think they win one of those other three games. So I think they end up the first four games 2-2. The Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Bucks. Ike?
Well, Fritz, where are you?
Oh, well, Fritz is answering calls.
Acting like he's on the phone.
Well,
yeah, no, I did that to avoid any Eagles talk, for
okay.
sure.
Okay,
yeah.
First four games, Jack.
Yeah, they're going 2-2. I mean, to expect anything more, I think, is ridiculous. So, first off, the Cowboys game week one is a must-win.
It's absolutely a must-win.
I know we can joke around, do the ha-ha, but this is no laughing matter. This is NFL schedule release day. That is a must-win game. Because guess what? You're losing in Kansas City, and then you're losing one of the Rams or Bucks games. There's no doubt about it. Now, I think that they beat the Bucks this year. I think they get the 2-2 by winning week one, losing the next 2 weeks, or 1-2, and then they beat Tampa Bay. Because all we're going to hear that entire week is Bowles this, Bowles that. And if I know old QB1 like I know QB1, he thinks about at night, he probably has a Todd Bowles like thing he fires darts at. You know what I mean? So I think he's going to be ready for Todd Bowles.
He's got a bullseye on Todd Bowles.
That's right. Like, I'm for as much as the Jalen, I'm actually sick of the Todd Bowles thing. I'm ready to beat Todd Bowles, and I think this is the year that we get him.
Okay, so you have 2-2. So Jack has them beating the Dallas Cowboys, and I do agree that that is a must-win game, home against the Cowboys week one, losing to the Chiefs and the Rams, and then beating the Bucks. I would say, if you made me pick, I would say lose to the Chiefs, beat the Bucks, and lose to the Rams. That's how I would get 2-2. Ike, first four games, where do you have them?
As usual. Let me roll through here.
Okay.
Cowboys, that's a win.
Okay.
Stop it. That's a win. Thursday night, banner night, plastic face. He gets to see another banner raised that doesn't have a star on it. It'll have an eagle on it. So, yes, Jerry Jones gets to watch us raise a banner on championship night. Then we get a 9-day, 10-day layoff.
Mini bye
to get prepared to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, one would think, you know what? Revenge game for the Chiefs. They're going to be ready for the Eagles. No way you're going into Kansas City and winning. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh in the face of foolishness. 2-0. We go to Kansas City. Dude, did you see that game back on February 9th?
Yeah, but it wasn't in Kansas City.
Did you see that game?
Did
you see the difference in level of talent on this team versus that team?
Yep.
I don't know what the Chiefs did this offseason. Did the Chiefs do anything this offseason? But they ain't like the same team. Did they do? That's a legitimate question, too. I don't think they really did anything this offseason.
Yeah, exactly.
They did nothing of note.
Chiefs. I see Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, great. Yep. Yes. The best at it. I get it. But even they need help.
Wow.
21 points per game one season, 22 points per game another season. The last 2 years, Kansas City's offense has been mediocre at best. I think the Eagles go into Arrowhead and get another victory against the Chiefs. Now, Rams, this is why we're going 3-0. Rams have to come out here, play a 1 o'clock game.
They had to come out here last playoffs, and they were the sack away from beating us.
Don't care.
Okay.
They got to come out here and play a 1 o'clock game. Don't know what the exact record is for those West Coast teams to come out to the East Coast to play at 1 o'clock.
It's a tough spot.
It's not very good.
Yep, it's a tough spot.
Yeah, so I'll give the advantage to the Eagles in that game as well. We start off 3-0. Then we go to Tampa. Tampa Bay. I tell you, I'm so sick of losing to this team.
Yep.
Yeah, we all are. And so are the Eagles. We go to Tampa Bay, we win that game as well.
4-0,
first quarter of the season, four wins. That's not even that difficult, quite honestly. Our toughest game is at home against the Rams. We got that game at home at 1 o'clock.
Now, I'll remind you, I'm not going to talk you off your position here. I know I'm not going to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also in your plan to start Saquon Barkley off slow, right?
Yes.
Your 10 to 15 touches a game plan. And that we're going 4-0 with your 10 to 15 touches per game plan in the first 6 weeks.
Well, that's if they do it 10 to 15 times.
Well, right. Yeah. But even if they listen to you, you're still there.
Yeah.
4-0.
4-0.
All right.
Not even that difficult.
215-592-9494. After seeing the schedule, what do you think of it? Where do you have the Eagles at? All right, we will go to the second four games. October 5th, at home against the Denver Broncos.
Mm.
October 9th, short week, Thursday night football at the Giants.
Mm.
Then on the road again, October 19th, a 1 o'clock game at the Minnesota Vikings. And then back home again against the New York Giants. First of all, the NFL schedule makers, very, very highly paid, I would imagine. How are we playing the Giants 2 out of 3 weeks and the Commanders 2 out of 3 weeks?
Lazy.
Like, how does that happen, by the way?
I have no idea.
So I have them going 2-2 in these four games as well.
Jesus Christ.
So here's why. I do. So I have them 4-4 after the first 8 games going into the bye. Because I have them splitting with every team in the division. So
you think we're going 3-3 in the NFC East?
I do.
So my ass.
You shut up in there. So I have them losing one of the Giants games, and then I actually have them beating the Broncos and then losing in Minnesota. So I have them 4-4 after the first 8 games, 2-2 in the first 4, 2-2 in the second 4. Jack, where do you have them in the second 4 games?
So I think they beat the Broncos, but I think that game's going to be tight. If I have a feeling on it, I think that's going to be a tight game.
That other quarterback just wins. I don't know if you heard of it.
She just wins. But also, Patrick Surtain. You know,
yep.
On the receivers.
Awesome.
Yep. How's that make you feel? They're obviously are not losing to the Giants. Let's grow up a little bit. So they're going to win on Thursday Night Football. But I do think they lose to the Vikings October 19th. We'll see how that team is, but it just feels like a scheduled loss. And then they do beat the Giants. So I have a nice little 3-1 stretch. That's where his team gets hot. Okay. 5-3 heading into the bye.
All right. Jack has him at 5-3 heading into the bye. I have him at 4-4 heading into the bye. Ike, what do you got?
All right. Now, this one's a little trickier here, right? We got a couple. We got 3 straight 1 o'clock games here.
Yep.
3 straight 1 o'clock games. How about that?
I don't think we have any 1 o'clock games after the bye, or maybe only one after the bye. They're all early. All the 1 o'clock games are early.
Okay. First half of the season?
Yep.
Yeah, certainly looks like it. Certainly looks like it. All right. I'll take that. Denver at home at 1 o'clock. No way Denver's coming out here winning. What's the quarterback out there?
Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
Yeah, come on, you like Bo Nix.
I do like Bo Nix. Yes. Not against us, though, here. Again, another, was that Mountain Zone, West Coast, whatever the hell they are, coming out here for a 1 o'clock game. Not going to bode well for them. Just ask them the last time they were here when they got the brakes beat off of them back in 17. I remember that very well. And then on a short week, we go to New York. Return of Saquon to New York, national TV, well, Prime Video, Thursday night. That game is going to be trickier than I think. It is. And I'm trying to figure out, do you lose this game just because it's on a short week and you're going on the road? Not that the Giants are a better team, but you are on a short week.
Giants will be an improved team.
And they will be an improved team, I believe. I want to give them a loss between Minnesota and New York. Which are they most likely to lose to?
Now, Minnesota's going to have J.J. McCarthy as quarterback.
But who I have no faith in.
But a head coach that might be a quarterback whisperer, who knows?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? I'll give him a loss there. I'll give him a loss against Minnesota.
Okay. And then the final Giants game?
They beat the Giants coming back. Yeah, they beat the Giants coming back home. So, yeah. I got them at 7-1 after the first eight.
The only problem with the only thing about that Vikings game, they're going to have a nice time off between the Thursday night game and game. So,
yeah.
They should be pretty well
recouped, yeah.
When was the last time the Vikings won here? I mean,
well, but it's in Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota. It's a little different. Right. That was the game that Doug tried the fake field goal at Jake Elliott.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my problem. Because I could have him at 8-0.
You're going to amend?
Of course.
Well, here's the thing. Jack's right. There's a 10-day rest period there between that Thursday night game to the Vikings.
So you're going to give him a loss to the Giants then?
And I don't want to give him a conference. I mean, a divisional loss.
Okay.
Because I think they go 5-1. No, I got them going 4-2 in the division.
Okay.
I got them going 4-2. I'll give them a loss on a short week to the Giants, and they bounce back, beat Minnesota, and then beat the Giants at home.
Okay, so 7-1 with the only loss being at the Giants.
At New York's on a short week.
Jack has them at 5-3. I have them at 4-4 in the first eight games. 215-592-9494. It is schedule release day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Corey in Columbus is our leadoff hitter. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I got 17-0. Listen, y'all.
Yep, there he is. There he is.
I'm not picking no losses on my team. Like, y'all sit up here, oh, they're going to lose. First of all, Jack talking about passer. Ask Passer 10 what Smitty used to do to him at Bama in the heat. He need extra water breaks because he on the sideline. Because Smitty got him running all over the field. Ask him about that. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't even talking about AJ. Right? Who else y'all say? The Giants, please. Yeah. Neighbors worrying about Lotto. What Lotto doing, when she going to come to the games and all that. Nah, see, we focus. My quarterback, you know, he
they're going to lose a game, Corey. Can we stop this? Can you give us real analysis?
What are you trying to prove to everybody?
Time out. I said my prediction. Last year, y'all had them losing to the Bengals.
You are sick, man.
I know. How did that go?
Are you really going to say 17-0?
Listen, because I can't pick a loss. I don't know.
Yeah, you
can. When I look at who they're going against, like, we the better team, so I can't pick no loss. Last year, y'all had all them losses. Spike had 10-6. Jack lied talking about he did that little 15-1,
16-1. Yeah,
well, he was more accurate than anybody else.
And Rod gave me a lot of credit pre-show.
I give Ike doing it right. Like, Ike pick a loss because, you know, they going to lose a game. But I can't see, like, who am I looking at? We ain't going to lose to no Chiefs. We damn sure ain't going to lose to no Cowboys. You talking about the Rams. Okay, Rams got like, what we do to them? What do Rams ask them last time the Rams beat us?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I want to know, John McVay, that great coach, when he go up against Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, what happened? I don't know about ifs and what ifs and maybes. I don't know about none of that. All I know is what I see. And I see L's when we see the Rams. When the Rams see us, they see L's. They hear that fly, Eagles fly. They hear that a lot. That's all I know.
I don't know if you can be a leadoff hitter saying 17-0.
I don't know. I'm giving you facts. Y'all up here talking about losses and stuff. I don't know about that. I don't know about the Commander. We put 55 on the championship game on their head. We ain't talking about a regular season. We talking about the NFL. We beat both teams in the Super Bowl. It was 34-0. In the Super Bowl.
Different team.
The Commanders, everybody loves Jaden Daniels, right? We put up 55 on it, and he wanted to be Usher. You know what I'm saying? We scoring touchdowns, we winning, he get a little touchdown, he want to be Usher. And I'm supposed to pick them to maybe beat us? Hurts, the guy that they said worked out like Jordan and Kobe? What? You talking about Pat Surtain? And I'm like, what? Bo Nix? He can't even beat Josh Allen. All right? He can't beat. And we know what happened when Josh Allen, any of them top five, y'all know what happened when they roll up against QB1. Y'all know. What's the record? 6-0? 7-0? Huh? And you want me to pick a loss? Come on, y'all.
Yeah. I think it's about time. We can't have Corey leading off schedule release day anymore. It's crazy.
What did I say that was wrong?
We just said real.
Yeah. You don't need to prove to everybody in Kentucky you're the biggest Eagles fan.
When did I say that was wrong? I heard,
well, 17-0 was a little bit out.
I didn't say they was going to go. I said I just don't see no. I can't. When I look at the schedule, they obviously going to lose. But I can't pick them.
You ain't picking them right.
Maybe Tampa Bay because it's hot. Why we always got play there? When Tampa Bay gonna come up here? Yeah, see that's something else too. You know what I'm saying? They always want to get them the advantage. It's gonna be in September, 110 degrees. Come on now.
All right, Corey. By the way, could the schedule makers help out fans of Philly a little bit?
I know.
I mean, put the Tampa game in November or December. Don't put it in September.
It's way too hot.
Yeah.
Way too hot.
It's a fun trip, of course. But, man, I would love to get away in November and December.
Although, man, Eagles fans up in Buffalo in November in the snow.
In December?
Okay. Yes. Whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds
like. That's one of the trips?
Yeah.
To Buffalo?
He does all the games. And actually, fans of Philly has a separate Buffalo faction or whatever. Like, they do Buffalo trips, too.
Yeah.
Now, do they spell it with a PH, too?
Yeah. Fans of Buffalo. Just confuse everyone in Buffalo. Yeah, that Buffalo trip might be dangerous. That might be a dangerous one.
Especially if both teams are like really good.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Think of all the tables that people will be going through in the parking lot.
You know Jason will be there. Kelsey.
Oh yes, of course.
He's built for that game.
Well, I actually think that there is there's not a rivalry there, so I think there will actually be some camaraderie between Eagles fans and Bills fans.
Well,
I think
they're like the same.
There's probably a mutual respect there. I don't think that's like a rowdy against each other game. I think that's everybody celebrate with each other how rowdy they are. That's my
well, yeah, a one up kind of performance by the fans.
I would love to take that trip.
I agree.
Yeah, I would like to take that.
That might be a
Buffalo.
Show trip.
Yeah, to Buffalo.
We'll get you to eat Buffalo wings.
I have in Buffalo. Have you?
No.
Okay. I've eaten Buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Horrible city.
It's a dark city. Yeah, it's a very gray. Very gray in Buffalo.
Hope Glenn's not listening. But it's very boring city.
Well, used to take trips there when I was in college. We were in Syracuse. There's a taco place out there called Mighty Taco. We would drive out, get tacos, get wings, and then drive back 2.5 hours each way. All right. It's schedule release day. for the Eagles. We are at the bye. Ike has him at 7-1. Jack has him at 5-3. I have him at 4-4. Corey doesn't see any losses on the schedule.
Can you feel that drama intensifying after the break?
After the break, we get to the next three
games.
Yes. 215-592-9494.
Next four games.
Yeah,
yes.
We're easy in there.
Yeah, relax.
We get it.
Yeah, you're right.
I know, it's schedule release day. Yes. We get it. Yeah. They're never going to lose.
Yeah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frank. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and the big moron in the other room. All-timer from you there, Jack.
Just be a pro one time.
Yeah, one time.
Oh, my goodness.
It's schedule release day for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going through the schedule, trying to tell you what we think is going to happen. We want to know what you think is going to happen. 215-592-9494. So far, we're at the bye week. We have the first eight games down. Ike has him at 7-1. Jack has him at 5-3. I have him at 4-4. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the Cowboys game week one a must win? Is the Twitter question, Ike.
How are their responses?
Is the Cowboys... Well, let me tell you. Well, what do you think the response is so far on the poll? Is the Cowboys game week one a must win?
Yeah, I would imagine, yes.
Yeah? What do you think the percentage is at?
75?
It's 72.3.
There you go.
Is must win.
Saying yes?
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. So it was nice to see some serious voters.
Yeah.
I know some people mock the whole must win thing, but that's a big spot.
Well, so before we get to the third quarter of the schedule there, I remember last year, the big swing game for you in terms of what the record was going to be was actually the Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. I think you were bouncing around between 11, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
When we look at those first eight
12
games.
12 or 13.
Was it?
I was bouncing 12 or 13. I went with 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you look at those first eight games, is there one in there that you look at that sort of appears to be the...
A swing game.
One that you gave them a win, but maybe it's not a win, or is there something... It doesn't have to be, but I remember you talking a lot about the Green Bay game last year.
No, I don't. The one for me, and we'll get to it, is for me this year is the Buffalo game.
Yes, much later.
Yeah, that's the swing game for me this year. No, I actually do like early the schedule. And, you know, I was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek about Kansas City, but I'm in part being honest about what I think about Kansas City.
From a talent standpoint.
Andy Reid's a great coach.
Yep.
He's one of the five greatest coaches ever. To me, he should be on Mount Rushmore coaching. So is Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. They still need help around them. They still need talent around them. And that experience and wizardry of those two got them to the Super Bowl. It got them to the Super Bowl, and not by necessarily dominating opponents. They made fewer mistakes, and they made the plays late in games usually to win. And then they ran up against a juggernaut.
Yep.
And I know our defense isn't as good as it was last year. At least right now, we don't know how good the defense is going to be. Hell, at this point last year, we didn't know we had the number one defense in the making.
Yep.
So I'm not going to undersell Coach Fangio too much with his defense, but I also know that was a pretty damn good defense we had last year. I just think the Eagles are just the more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs. I just do. I think we have them and more at more positions than they have us. If there's 22 starting positions, I would give us the advantage probably in 18 of them.
Right.
Probably in 18 of them, you know. So I like that. And then the Rams, we got them here. So here at 1 o'clock, you know, I feel good about that game.
Right.
Because it's early in the season, and the Rams may be a much better team if you catch them later in the season.
That's tough to have those two sort of revenge games for the other teams consecutively in the first 4 weeks for the Eagles. I mean, we talked about it a bit yesterday, and it's intuitive because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But just to think about the fact that the Eagles are the team this year that everyone is gunning
for. Circled on their calendar.
Mean, it's a very big difference to be the team that is hunting to the team that is hunted. So, all right, we'll get
another weird thing with the schedule.
Yeah,
no back to back home games.
Yeah, I mentioned that up top.
Did you mention that? Okay.
Yeah, no back to back home games is really interesting, yeah. especially considering it's not like they only had get out of here, Tornado. It's not like the last 6 weeks of the season were all at home last year,
right.
but they didn't have to get on a plane the
yes,
last 6 weeks
like
of the season.
Last 6-7 weeks, yeah, they didn't have to get on a plane.
Yeah, so
they didn't get on a plane for 3 months. It seems
right because the playoffs were all at home.
Yes,
they didn't get. Yeah, they probably didn't get on a plane week 12.
Rams game.
Yeah, and then until the Super Bowl.
Yep. For the Super Bowl.
215-592-9494. What do you think so far, or what do you think after looking at the schedule for the Eagles' record this year? Alan Aston, you're on WIP. What's up, Al?
Spike.
Yeah.
You are pissing me off, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to do that on a Hurts day.
I has them 7-1.
Yep.
I don't know who they're going to lose to. Everything depends on health, so you got to remember that.
Well, it depends on health for everyone. Yeah.
If they're healthy.
But okay, Al, we'll let you finish here. But like, you can do that. But then when I say that the Lions didn't get to the Super Bowl last year because they weren't healthy, everybody poo-poos it and says we would have beat them anyway. So the health thing applies to everybody.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree with you there.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you a couple questions, though, Spike.
Yep.
And you had them 7-1. I got them going 6-2 the first 8 games.
And what are the two you have them losing to?
Possibly. Not definitely.
If it's 6-2, you got to tell me which two games are the losses.
Come on,
just tell
in.
Me which are the losses.
Read me their schedule again. It's Kansas City and then the Rams. I have them beating the Rams here at home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's Dallas, Kansas City, the Rams, Tampa, Denver, the Giants, the Vikings, and the Giants.
Vikings and the Giants. Okay. I might stand corrected. I might agree with Ike.
There it is.
Yeah, people always do. Yeah.
Well, why even have one loss while we're at it?
It could be. But let me ask you something, Ike. I want you to answer me honestly, Spike.
Okay.
You've picked the Eagles, yes or no, when the playoffs started to win the Super Bowl.
I picked them in every game. Yes.
You did? Okay.
I picked them in every game. The game that I think I was most worried about in the playoffs was the Rams game. I was on the Rams all year. The Rams game is the one I was most worried about.
Why were you so worried about the Rams, though?
Because they were good. And by the way, if you look back at the playoffs, they were the team that gave the Eagles the biggest test and very well could have won that game.
Yeah, they gave the Eagles very tough games. But yeah. I think if they stay healthy... The NFL hates the Eagles, first of all, I want to tell you.
They do.
Roger Goodell, I can't stomach. There is no way this team shouldn't have had two home games. They have them not one time all year with back-to-back home games.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'm going to ask you another tough question. If the Kansas City Chiefs had won the Super Bowl last year and had the same exact schedule as the Eagles do right now, the first 8 games, would you have had the Chiefs going 4-4?
I don't think that there is a... I have no idea. I can't answer that.
Sugar-coated, Spike. What's Give me a yes or no.
I don't know. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
The Eagles you got 4-4, but the Chiefs you got, you don't know.
They're not my Chiefs. I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. What do you want out of me? Like, by the way, following up a Super Bowl win is not an easy thing to do. For the most important player on offense, having touched the ball 507 times last year, being the guy they gave the ball to 30 times every game, is not an easy thing to follow up. Losing 5 important defensive players is not an easy... And replacing them with injured rookies and friggin' bargain bin free agents is not an easy thing to do. These things are not easy. I understand that they are more talented than many of the teams that they play, but they're going to lose games. And if you don't even want to say which game they're going to lose, that's fine. You're a fan. We're all fans. But I'm not paid to sit here and say that they're going to win every game. I'm not going to.
12-5, they're right. 12-5. Where do you have them going at the end of the year?
Well, we'll see. We didn't get to that yet.
I mean, you're going to have them 10-6 or
But see, here's the thing, Al, and the last thing. Okay, you have them at 12-5. Just commit to the games they're going to. Who are they going to lose to this year? Tell me one game you definitely think they're going to lose to.
They could lose to this.
No, could. They're going to lose 5 games. There must be at least one that you think they're going to lose.
With the Redskins.
Okay.
Okay. Should be the Giants twice. They're just a clearly better team than the Giants.
Okay.
Are they home against the Vikings?
They're away against the Vikings.
They're away. They could lose that game.
All right. All right, Al. I understand the passion here. I get it. I'm just like, you can't say they're going to go 12-5 and then not say that they're going to lose any game.
And then clam up when the question gets asked.
Well, if they're going to be 12-5, they're going to lose a game, right? They're going to lose at least one game if they're going to go 12-5. All right.
Of course.
Hold on. I'm looking at the other NFC East opponents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yep.
Schedule as well. I got Washington's schedule up here. ESPN has to have this wrong. Washington has, how do they have 4 straight home games?
Washington does.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And are we all supposed to have 8 home games this year?
No, because the Brazil game, yes, we are supposed
to. Right, it's switched this year. Now we got 9 road games this year.
Yes, because the Brazil game was a home game.
Yeah. But Washington should have 9 road games then, right?
I have no idea. I don't know how many they had last year.
Well, no, it's a conference thing, right? Everybody in the conference has the same amount of road games.
Don't know that rule. I honestly don't know that rule.
Right. They're doing this NFC. I'm not saying you're right.
I thought it was rotating year to year. I thought you had 8 home games 1 year, then 9 home.
But I mean the whole conference.
Oh, I didn't know that. I think
it's the whole conference, right? The AFC and the NFC.
All right.
I'm just looking at Washington's schedule, and they got 9 home games instead of 8.
And to the point he was making, I don't think Jack's looking it up.
They don't have 4 straight home games.
So then ESPN has it wrong on there.
Yeah. No, they don't have 4.
Okay, so one of them must be a road game.
One of them is probably a road game.
They got it wrong.
I also don't think the NFL is favoring the Chiefs over the Eagles. I don't think that's happening.
No.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Eagles schedule release day. You know what, Jack? Why don't you tell everybody about your favorite thing? Our favorite thing.
That's right. Yes. Me and you. No screw-ups in this read.
No. Of course, you're not going to screw that one up.
What a bad job.
Yeah, by you?
Cannot be emphasized enough.
No. And they'll never know except for everyone on YouTube and the app.
Yeah. Nope, Donovan Chestbet. So, listen, we're all talking about the Eagles schedule. And if you want to go 17-0 with your appliances, you go to National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes,
obviously.
Absolutely.
And Spike, obviously, he has been going through the process with National Appliance Warehouse, gotten his new house. He feels like he's been barely able to enjoy it because we've been on the road so much. But when he does go home, he sees all of those appliances and he says, wow, what an experience.
And you know, Jackie, that's what you mentioned, the experience. The low pressure, high information, like when we were there, getting all the information on the appliances we were looking at. But then as soon as we decided on it, the delivery, excellent, exactly on time. If we had needed installation, they would have been able to do that. They're there to just make everything low stress.
Well, yeah. And the great part is when you walk in, there's over 100 brands. So it's not like you need to narrow it down to just a couple where you're going to walk in and think, wow, they don't have everything. They have everything. 100 brands, sub-zero to budget, 15,000 square foot showroom. And like Spike said, the experience is great. Knowledgeable, friendly staff. You know, we talk about culture with our sports teams. Culture also matters where you work and where you buy things. And National Appliance Warehouse knocks it out of the park with that. And on top of that, you're going to get the best price that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Tax-free Delaware, they have stores in Wilmington and Middletown. That helps with the price. And of course, they always have great savings events going on as well. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
By the way, per a real producer, James Seltzer, Ike is right. The NFC and AFC do rotate it for how many home games they have each year.
Yeah, that would be something he cares about.
Yeah. You need the 215-593-9494. Yeah, thank you, Jimmy Seltzer. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Ike, I'm mad at you, too, because I would have sworn that you would have the Eagles going 1-7, and so I lost my bet.
Why would I have them going 1-7?
Has Ike ever had them going 1-7?
Yeah,
I said Spike. Did it
sound like you said Spike. Four, we get that a lot. Yeah. Somebody, it sounds like they say Spike or Ike, but
it's actually happening more.
It is happening.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It didn't happen for the first like 8 or 10 months we were on the air. Okay. Yeah, not 1-7. Well, so I'm ahead of the game at 4-4.
Yes. I shouldn't say that. I'm actually pleased that you have it in 4-4. That was much better than I thought you were going to do.
There you go.
Listen, that Kansas City game. You got to remember, they're playing week one in Brazil. So they're going to come back tired. Half that team is pissed they have to play down there. And second off, yeah, I keep hearing revenge. But I sort of remember a team Ike was on getting their butts handed to them in the NFC Championship, and then they opened the link with Tampa, and they played even worse in that game. Thanks, Ike, for ruining my day.
Yeah, but, there you go.
Always take revenge, and next season completely, you know, totally as a given, the other team's going to get their revenge. So,
But that's sure. That's for sure. Yep, that's definitely true. It's just a bad spot. Revenge on the road, not like it's not a great spot for the Eagles from a situational standpoint.
Yeah, standing alone, but considering, remember how bad we played against Atlanta in week 2 after coming back from Brazil? I mean, that was...
Yeah, we lost. Yep.
Yeah. It was just to a team we had no business losing to. Now, the other thing is, I don't care if we have Patrick Mahomes, Superman, and Captain America playing for our team. We cannot beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Todd Bowles. Todd plays us like he has the playbook in his hand and that, you know, we, smacked his mother around. Because we just can't beat them. So I know we're losing to them. I'm giving that one a loss. Two of those last 3 games at the end of the season we're losing because I kind of think that at least one of them isn't going to mean anything. That's why I hate that they put such big games at the end of the season when sometimes those games don't mean anything. And we're going to throw a clunker in there somewhere. I don't know when and how and who.
So you have them going 13-4? Is that what the math is?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. All right. Well, I mean, 13-4 would be pretty impressive the year after winning the Super Bowl and losing as many players as they did.
Who did they really, really lose? I mean, they got 4 to 5 offensive linemen coming back. All the specialty players and offense are still coming back. And, we lost defensive line, but it's not like we play 4 guys all the time. They rotate them.
Kenny.
I just don't think we're – come on.
Kenny.
I mean, Josh
Spike
took a pay cut to play last year. And all of a sudden, he has a great second half, and now he's a $30 million a year player.
Kenny, they were carried by their defense last year, and that's where they lost all the players.
Some of the players, not all the players.
They lost their starting cornerback, their starting safety. They lost their starting edge, and then they lost the why do I never remember his name?
Milton Williams,
who was not a starter but played starter snaps.
Well, he got the biggest. He got $100 million in free agency.
Yeah, and N'Kobe Dean's hurt. I'm I'm not saying that they're going to go from the best defense in the league to the 30th best defense in the league, but to say who did they lose, that's not fair.
Well, okay, but you said the second part, so I'll give that to you. They're, just because they lost people, they're not going to go from one to, you know, the bottom third. They're still going to be, you know, above average, and you know that's still good enough. Now, I'm also excited because I'm going to 5 away games this year, and I'm definitely going to Buffalo because that's a fun trip. The fact that I wish they could have flipped the Buffalo and Tampa game, though, because I'd much rather do Buffalo in September and Tampa in January. But
absolutely,
so be it. Let's all go up there and freeze our butts off together.
The NFL hates us. All right, third quarter of the season. We have week 10 at the Green Bay Packers. We have week 11 at home against the Detroit Lions. Week 12 on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. And week 13 at home against the Bears. Mm-hmm. This may shock you, but I have them again going 2-2.
You are sickening.
Here's why. Yeah. I have them splitting against the Cowboys, so I have them winning the first week, so I have them losing that Cowboys game.
Yeah.
I have them splitting against the Packers and the Lions, and I have them beating the Bears. So I don't know which of the Packers-Lions game they're going to lose. I think they'll beat the Bears, and so I think they go 2-2, so I have them at 6-6. Jack, next four games of the schedule.
So I have them also going 2-2 in this stretch, but I have them losing at Green Bay, and then I have them losing at home against the Lions. And then they win two straight down.
Two in a row after the bye.
Yeah, listen.
Wow.
I don't know.
There'll be some panic around here if that happens.
Yeah. Would hate to hear that.
Yeah. So you have them at, I have them at 6-6. You have them at 7-5.
Yes.
Okay. Ike, the next four. You have them at 7-1.
Surprisingly, I don't have them going 4-0 in this stretch.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Wow.
No. I got them losing at Green Bay.
Okay.
I think that was a tough game Monday night.
Yep.
Up there in Green Bay. Bounce back, come back, take care of business against the Lions Sunday. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
That'll be
America's game. That'll be America's game that day, 4:25. And then I got them going to the Cowboys.
No, Lions is night game. Lions Sunday Night Football.
I'm looking at God, dog it. Okay.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football for the Lions.
Wrong.
Cowboys is a 4 o'clock game.
Okay, had the time wrong. On
yep.
One.
Yep.
All right. So. I got them beating the Lions.
Yep.
Packers is Monday night, right? That's Monday night football.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, so they go Monday night to Sunday night.
Yep.
Then I got them beating the Cowboys in Dallas.
Okay.
And I got them beating the Bears on Friday.
So you have them at this point at 10-2.
10-2.
10-2.
Yep.
Jack has them at 7-5. I have them at 6-6.
Look at this.
What?
The two football guys.
What, me and you?
Yeah. Do you think people agree with us?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Interesting.
I'm certainly getting more heat than you are, even though you're only one game ahead of me. But I think everyone could have predicted that Ike would have them at the best record so far, and I would have them at the worst record so far.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough season for the Eagles.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, the last month is a tough stretch of games.
Yes, absolutely. I can't remember looking at an Eagles schedule. I know the 2023 season you had that gauntlet of games. I truly can't remember an Eagles schedule where the overall opponent quality was this high. And it's not a function. Now, this isn't a function of the league. This is just a function of bad luck in that they end up playing the NFC North.
They were playing the two best
conferences and two best divisions, rather. And then I think the NFC East should be better than it was last year overall.
I think it will be.
Yeah. I don't know if the Commanders will be quite as good, but I think the Cowboys will be better and the Giants will be better. It's a pretty tough overall as far as games go. Again, you look at it and I find two teams on the schedule that I would bet would have a losing record, the Giants and the Raiders. And I think the Raiders will probably be better. They have Pete Carroll in there. They have at least the Geno Smith in there. So they'll be better. I think they'll still have a losing record, but that's pretty crazy. Yeah. Out of 17 games, there's only three of the games
think. Well, the Cowboys are going 8-9.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the schedule is there's not a period where it really feels like they can catch their breath. Like there's not
a dead spot in the schedule.
Yeah, it's tough. From that. And I think Jeff Kerr put it out that they're the first team in NFL history to face 10-plus teams that made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, why?
No one's whining.
Well, I'm just saying, pointing out facts. I don't care about any of that stuff.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't care. That's not an excuse to me. The schedule is tough. Yeah, when you win games, you make the playoffs, you win the Super Bowl, you get a tough schedule. Why do you think the Chiefs get a tough schedule every year?
Right, yep.
They get a tough schedule every year.
Absolutely. You got to earn it.
They don't avoid Cincinnati or Buffalo. They got to play those teams every year in the regular season.
So,
yeah, this is where we are. Buck up.
Buck up. Well, I'm bucking up, and I have them at 6-6 so far. So we didn't have a true Tuesdays with Elliot, but today is more important, so we're going to have a very special Thursdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next to help break down the Eagles' schedule. I actually haven't seen what he has.
I saw what he had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We'll see if the worm's worming.
Is he chunked up?
Do you have him at 15-2?
No.
Well, he's been saying... He's been sort of talking out of both sides of his mouth.
He's a tough one to pin down right now.
Yeah,
a tough one to pin down.
215-592-9494. Now that you've seen the schedule, what do you have the Eagles' final record at for the 2025 season? Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.